Greetings, friends, and welcome here to the Added Souls podcast, powered by the Spencer Church of Christ in Wisconsin. Stefan Maya here, your audio and video slave for this session. What are we looking at today? What's going on at this time? Well, we need to get rid of all the past religious garbage that's been trailing along with us. You know, there's kind of a principle being seen, something being delivered here from the scriptures in the book of Hebrews. You know, the Hebrew writer, he's writing to people who once or were still clinging to a false religious tradition, the Jews. Okay, so in this session here, we're going to be taking a look at various scriptures that give us insight in principle and application for us today. Also, who just keep carrying this religious baggage with us, this false, these false religious baggage with us, you know, and we shouldn't do that because it hinders our faith in Christ, and we can't juggle both. We can't ride the fence. You're either fully invested in one or you're slave to the other. And so that's kind of what we're looking at here today. And so the Hebrew writer writes to a letter to the Jews in order to let them know they need to make some changes in their faith. I point out one verse, chapter 5, verse 12. I quote, "For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you have need again for someone to teach you the elementary principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and need solid food." Here's what's going on. Here's what the Hebrew writer is telling these Jews. Listen, you've been lingering on long enough with Judaism now. You've been clinging to the old traditions and the new traditions and the old law and the new traditions you've created throughout the centuries that you bind on people and you've bound on yourself. Listen, this whole system of Judaism is gone. It's a done deal. It's over. But yet here you are in the church still bringing this kind of stuff to the table. And because you're doing that, you're not seeing things properly. And because you're not seeing things properly, you're not practicing the faith as it was authored by the scriptures of the New Testament will. And he's telling them, you cannot be productive as a Christian while you remain in the behavioral attitude and practice of Judaism. Judaism has come and gone. It's over now. Can't bring it back. Matter of fact, if you bring it back, you call Jesus a liar, and you make him out to be useless. That's just the facts. And that's got a sting, because the letter of Hebrews has a lot of rebuke in there. The language is very strong against the Jews, telling them, listen, stop being Jews and start being Christians. I mean, that's the gist of it. Stop being Jews and start being Christians. Because in Christianity, in Christ, there are no Jews, there are no Gentiles. You know, in Christ, we don't have black or white, we don't have French, English, Spanish, we don't have, geographical locations don't matter, skin color doesn't matter, language doesn't matter, none of that matters. If you are in Christ, you are to be united, and you cannot be united in Christ, and you cannot move forward in your faith if you still cling to these religious traditions of the past. Can't do that. Of course, the writer in Hebrews here drills it in a bit more. Well, he begins the letter in a very well-inspired manner, and I quote verse 1 through 3 and 4 of chapter 1. It says, God, after he spoke long ago to the fathers and the prophets, you know, through Abraham and then through the prophets and the forefathers and all of that good stuff, when he, you know, before, when God spoke through them in many portions and in many ways, well, in these last days, you know, the messianic age, the age of Christianity, these last days, the Christian age has spoken to us in his Son, through Jesus Christ, this new covenant, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the world. Right? John 1:3. And he is the radiance of his glory and the exact representation of his nature, and upholds all things by the word of his power. There's a lot of power in the word of God, isn't there? Of course. Of course there is. When he, Jesus Christ, made purification of sins, you know, at that cross, when he died there, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high when all things had been completed and fulfilled, when Jesus Christ had fulfilled all prophecies, the redemptive scheme for salvation to mankind, you know, at that moment, well, having become as much better than the angels, verse 4, chapter 1, Hebrews, as he, Jesus Christ, has inherited a more excellent name and authority than they. Right off the bat, he's going for it. And he's telling the Jews who aren't acting like Christians and they're not letting go Judaism. He's saying, listen, Jesus Christ is much more important than Abraham and Moses and the angels. You got to drill that into your head. Jesus Christ was deity. He was the Son of God. He's been there from the beginning with the creation and everything. And he died on the cross to wash away the sins of mankind. For that condition to be brought to the New Testament endeavor, the New Testament writ. And you guys keep going back to Judaism and clinging to the lineage of the Abrahamic lineage. Stop it. All these sacrifices, circumcisions, all the stuff you've been, it's done. Judaism is gone. It had a purpose. It served its purpose. You added to its purpose. You keep adding to the traditions to your people. It's all gone. That's done with. It's so important, this truth. It's so important that you understand that Jesus Christ is the sole head and authority of your religious worldview at this time. Let go the Jew title and adapt and accept the description of Christian. You understand that? You got to. It's most important. Chapter 2, Hebrews, verse 1. For this reason, we must pay much closer attention to what we've heard, so that we do not drift away from it. You don't want to lose your salvation. You don't want to lose the grace that's been extended to you by God through His Son, Jesus Christ. So let go Judaism and accept, embrace, promote, encourage, and live by the Christian description. Follow Jesus Christ. For if the word spoken through angels proved unalterable and every transgression and disobedience received a just penalty, how will we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Stop clinging to Judaism. You're denying the Christ all over again. You're returning to your vomit. How is it that you who have been enlightened by this knowledge, the truth, want to turn away from it? It's impossible for you to be saved if you remain unrepentant. Let go Judaism and move forward in Christianity. Oh, I tell you. Rebuke, encouragement, unity. They needed to understand this very thing. Chapter 12, Hebrews, verse 1. Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes. No, not on Abraham, not on Moses, not on the angels, not on all the traditions of the Mishnah and this, that, and the other. Over 600 some ordinances. No, let's not do that. That's going to lead you to a bad place eternally. Let that go. Let's not do that. Let's not be entangled in those things. We need to be fixing our eyes on what does the Hebrew writer say here in chapter 12, verse 2. We got to keep our eyes on Jesus. He's better than Abraham and Moses. And it's not to cancel the faithful works of obedience and the productivity that these men, the forefathers and the prophets had. for God during that age and time? Well, of course, it's not rendered unimportant. We need to learn from it. But Jesus is most important. Jesus is the king. He's the head of his church to which you belong. So let go Judaism and just become a Christian, and a Christian only. Fixing your gaze on Jesus, who is the author and perfecter of faith. Perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross. What are we getting? Want to bring him to the cross again? With Judaism, you render the cross useless, like if Jesus died for nothing. Stop it. Despising the shame and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. He has all authority and power. For consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Oh boy, I think there's some information in there that we can most certainly apply to our lives today, isn't there? So here's an inspired writer, a man directly guided by the Holy Spirit to write the words he wrote. He's being supervised. He's being governed by the Holy Spirit, deity, God, to write this letter. There's no more perfect sermon than this book here, this letter, Hebrews. It's a perfect sermon. It really is. And so the writer, the author, inspired by God directly, writes this information. He's telling them, stop clinging to old religious practices and behaviors and traditions. Stop giving yourself titles and living by titles that have nothing to do with God anymore. You need to let that go and be a Christian. Can't juggle both of them. Can't go to heaven that way. Let go Judaism and simply be a Christian. One who understands that there is none other of the authority of the church than Jesus Christ. He is your Lord and Master. He is much more better than anything and everything that has come before him. He is God. He is the Son, the Messiah. The only thing you need is him and the words of the Bible. So what does that mean for us today? Let go Catholicism. Let go claiming that you're a Catholic. Let go claiming that you're a Baptist, a Pentecostal, a Wesleyan, a Methodist, a Presbyterian, Orthodox, Gospel Hall. Let go all these man-made denominational titles that you've been clinging to and bringing to Christianity. They don't belong there. Get them out of here. Can't go to heaven that way. When you convert to Christianity as a repentant believer confessing Christ, now qualifying to have your sins washed away by the powerful blood of Jesus Christ by being immersed in water for the forgiveness of your sins by the resurrection of Christ. You know, that very moment when you come out of that water, a newborn child, John 3:3, John 3:5, clothed with Christ, Galatians 3:26 and 27. It's by faith this happens, you know. Or don't you have faith? Well, that very moment when you obeyed the gospel and the death, burial, and resurrection, Romans 6:3-4, you know it saves you now, right? Peter told us that, 1 Peter 3:21. Paul said the same thing in Colossians 2:12. Listen. Once that moment happens and you come out of the water, forgiven of your sins, washed away, born again, added to the church that belongs to Jesus Christ, you are to let go the traditions, the religious practices that you once had. You're no longer a Catholic. You're no longer a Baptist, a Methodist, a Presbyterian, a Pentecostal, a Gospel Hall. You're no longer any of that. You're nothing of those things. Don't bring those things into the Lord's house. Those things only came centuries after the Christ built his church. in the first century, right? 33 AD, Jerusalem, during the reign of the Roman Empire, with great power from on high, the Holy Spirit. We got to do that. Now, what does that mean to the Gentile mind, right? The heathen, the pagan. Let go sinful practices. Let go the drunkenness, the drug abuse, the fornication, the adultery, the homosexuality, the abortion. Let all of those things go. The foul language, the foul way of thinking, the very violent and bitter and hateful way of walking. Let all of that go that don't belong in the Lord's church. So just as the Hebrew writer was telling the audience of the day in context, let go Judaism and just be a Christian, so today in principle we can know the same authoritative command. It's given to us, quite simply. Stop clinging to the things of the past that were bringing you to hell and just be a Christian and move forward. You see, we get stuck in the rut. We don't want to let it go. We don't want to let those things go, and we remain on milk. And we never become productive. We never become productive. Well, there she be, my friends. I hope that's going to make you think a bit. I hope that's going to challenge you a little bit there. If you'd like to study a bit further, you can always find us at addedsouls.com. This is the Added Souls podcast, powered by the Spencer Church of Christ in Wisconsin. You can find some more content, material, links, all that good stuff, whatever, what, at the addedsouls.com website. Also, you can find my profile at subscribestar.com. You can find me on the Patreon. And if you subscribe to those channels, it'll help me a great deal to continue with this kind of content that gives the truth to the world. In season, out of season, when they want to hear it and when they don't want to hear it. Here it comes. Got to say it. Got to happen. So let's take this message to heart. Let's try to live our lives in the new covenant with Christ as our Lord and Master only, being part of His church only, and let's let go of the past and all those things that can bring us down. You know what I'm saying? Stay positive, stay focused, and Lord willing, we shall see you with the next episode tomorrow. God bless.